We begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim, daf Kaf Hei. We begin three lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion, the theme of the previous dafim, discussing the halachas of Kiddush and Havdalah. So the Gemara begins with the following incident. Rav Chananya bar Shalem yebetamida derav, havayasu b'sadusa, they were sitting around eating a meal on Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon, and the meal went a long time, and it continued and was already getting dark. V'koy alai Rav Hamnuna Saber, and Rav Nuna, the elder, was serving them. Amr Levi said to him, Zilchazi, go out and see. Imikadosh Yom, see if the day has become sanctified already, and that is if it became dark and it became Shabbos. If that's the case, Nafsig will stop our meal. In other words, we'll take away the table. The Nikvoyim will establish our meal anew, L'Shabbata, for the sake of Shabbos, for the Suda Shabbos, which essentially was like the opinion that was quoted in the previous daf of Rabbi Yehuda. It holds when Shabbos comes, there's halacha of Hafsaka, you have to interrupt your meal and then make Kiddush and then continue with the Shabbos meal. So he said to them, you don't have to, you don't have to stop your meal by removing the table and to make a differentiation between the Suda that you're eating now from the weekday of the weekday meal to the Suda of Shabbos. Rather, Shabbat kovan nafsha. Shabbos establishes itself for the Suda to be considered the Suda Shabbos. And that is based on the logic of, since Shabbos makes it forbidden for us to eat from here on, once it becomes nighttime, without making Kiddush, there is no greater, so to speak, hafsaka, interruption, and that is, it by itself, by the virtue of Shabbos happening, it itself makes it separate from the Suda of the weekday. And hence, what he was essentially telling them was Shmuel's opinion, which the Rashbam in the previous daf had explained, is really the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, who argues on Rabbi Yehuda, and holds you don't have to make a separation, but the most l'ketchila way is to go ahead and just spread a cloth over the food, make Kiddush, and continue. You don't have to totally stop the meal, take away the table, and then begin anew, because Shabbos itself designates it as Suda Shabbos. D'amar Rav, because he says as following, based on the following halacha, because Rav said, Kashem Shah Shabbos Kevaz Lamaisa, just like Shabbos, just by the virtue of it becoming Shabbos, establishes the necessity of Maiser, and that is when someone's eating Achilas Arai, when someone's eating just a temporal type of eating, not an established type of eating. So then the halacha is he doesn't have to take off Maiser. Shabbos, even if someone's eating an Achilas Arai, a temporary but not an established type of eating, just by the virtue of eating it on Shabbos, which there's an oinig on eating of the on Shabbos, a certain pleasure, so even just the most minute amount of eating will already make it as a Sudas Kava, and hence on Shabbos, you cannot eat even Achilas Arai from produce without for taking off Maiser on Erev Shabbos. So that's because on Shabbos, the halacha is that any eating is already considered kviyas because Shabbos makes the kviyas. Kach Shabbos kvivas l'kiddush. So too, Shabbos makes it already an establishment for the halachas of kiddush. And that is because you're not allowed to eat food until you make kiddush on Friday night. So we see that just by getting dark on Friday night, we'll already consider this eating as the eating of the Suda Shabbos. And therefore, he said, that's based on the halacha of Shmuel and Rabbi Yosi, that one does not have to make interruption and remove the total meal as if to say, okay, now we're having Suda Shabbos, because eating itself on Friday night is an eating of Shabbos. Just like we see by Maiser, it's a regular eating that during the weekday would not require Maiser, because Achil Sarai, but in Shabbos, it's a different eating. Shabbos makes it into Kviyas, so too Shabbos is designating this eating as Suda Shabbos, so you don't have to stop and start all over again. So Savamina, they thought based on this logic of the halacha that he was telling them, the kihecha, the kavah l'kiddush, just like Shabbos itself, once it gets into Shabbos, Friday night, it gets dark, then there's a halacha that now you cannot eat until you make kiddush, because Shabbos is a separation of the rest of the week just by virtue of it becoming Shabbos. And that's why he says that you don't have to really take away your whole meal just by the fact that you have to put the cloth over, make kiddush. It will itself designate it as the eating of Suda Shabbos. So they thought, kach, so too, when Shabbos is leaving, that kavala havdalah. So then it designates that now you have to make havdalah. And what that means is if, let's say, they were eating on the table, they were eating shalash shudas, and then it got dark and became matzah Shabbos. They thought to say that you're not allowed to eat until you make havdalah. And that is, although that they didn't stop their meal yet, you would have to go ahead and cover with a cloth and make havdalah, because just like the starting of Shabbos makes it forbidden to eat until you make Kiddush, so to the leaving of Shabbos makes it forbidden to eat until you make Havdalah, because Shabbos itself, by its own virtue of when it enters, it makes certain halachas, so to when it leaves, its kaviyas mandates that now you have to go ahead and make Havdalah. However, on that, Omaluhu Rav Amram told them, no. Hachem Rav, this is what Rav said. L'kiddush kaivas. that for Kiddush, for those halachas, Shabbos establishes that you have to make Kiddush before you eat. And that is because Shabbos is, it's a Shabbos eating right now. It's not the same meal you're eating on Friday, and therefore you have to make Kiddush beforehand. Although, as we said, you don't have to stop your meal totally, because just by making Kiddush, we'll make it into the Suda Shabbos. The loy lahavdo kavas. However, the leaving of Shabbos does not establish it that, oh, Shabbos left, now it's a weekday eating, it's not the Shabbos eating anymore, and you're not allowed to eat on Matzah Shabbos before you make Havdalah. That's not the case. And the reason is because since you started your Suda of Shabbos when it was still Shabbos during the daytime, so that is the covet of Shabbos that you should first complete your Suda, even after it got dark, and then after you complete your Suda, then to go ahead and make Havdalah. So yes, the Kaviyas of Shabbos designates in this case that it's still Suda Shabbos, even though it's already Matzah Shabbos, and hence it's not like coming into Friday night, which would require Kiddush before you continue eating. Because here, to the contrary, going into the after Shabbos mode is not, because Shabbos is still holding on to it. That's still part of Kavod Shabbos, because it's the Suda that you started beforehand, and therefore you don't have to stop Shalosh Sudas, even though it's dark and it's already Matzah Shabbos. However, the Gemara qualifies this halacha. It says, V'hanimili, when did we say this, that Havdalah does not establish the requirement once it already gets dark, you could continue eating your meal that you started from before it got dark. That's le'inim mifsik, that's to stop the meal that you were started already, delay mifsikin, that you don't have to stop that meal. Avlaschuli le'mischalim, but you can't start your meal once it's already got dark. That, for that, we say that it's already dark. Now it's a weekday meal, you can't eat before you make havdalah. Another qualification, the Gemara says, u'mifsik nami le'mar. We also did not say that you don't have to stop the meal that you started before Shabbos was over, for example, Shalosh Sudas, ela ba'achila. That's only if you started a meal of eating. Av b'shti aloy, however, if you only had a designated get-together of drinking, not of eating of a meal, of eating, let's say, bread, that's not considered something that's chashub, and therefore you would have to stop and to go ahead and make havdalah before you continue drinking if it already got dark on Matzah Shabbos. Now, another qualification in this halacha, b'shtia nami lo yamarin, we also did not say that you're not allowed to begin drinking after it got dark on Matzah Shabbos if you were not in the middle of a meal that you started, for example, Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos, was ela b'chamer b'shicha, that you cannot drink wine or beer before you made havdalah if it already was chashech, if it was already dark. But to drink water, there's no concern with that. There's no problem. Even if it's already after Meir, if it's already after it got dark and you're not in the middle of your meal, you're allowed to drink water before havdalah. And that the Gemara says, O pliga Rav Huna. And that he argues on Rav Huna. Rav Huna chazila hu gavrad the shasa maya kaidim havdalah. Because Rav Huna saw the certain individual that was drinking water before havdalah. Amalei said to him, like Mustafi mar ma'askara? Are you, master, not concerned about this death of askara, which is a type of choking? The Tana Mishmei de Rebbe Kiva, because it was taught in the name of Rebbe Kiva. Tana kol atoyim klum kaidim shayavda. Whoever tastes anything before the havdalah, misase ba'askara, his death is with askara. And therefore, he said that you're drinking water. Obviously, he was concerned that even that is usher to drink that before Havdalah. However, the Gemara concludes, the Rabban the Beir Avashi, the Rabban from the Yeshiva Ravashi, they were not particular about water, about drinking that before Havdalah. However, as Rashbam says, they were particular even of drinking of water before Kiddush, because that is the covet of Shabbos, and that's the halacha, as we said, that coming into Shabbos, that is the kviyas. Leaving Shabbos is not the same kviyas, that is, one is allowed to go ahead and continue his meal that he had when he started from before Matzah Shabbos, and you could even drink water before the Havdalah Matzah Shabbos. Now again, but one thing we learned from this sugya is that if someone was had their Suda on Shabbos and it got dark, you could complete your Suda and you make the benching, and then you go ahead and you make Havdalah afterwards. So on this topic, the Gemara continues with the following question. He asked him, Mishle Kiddush Be'er Shabbos, someone that did not make Kiddush on Friday night, what is the halacha? Could he make the Kiddush that Shabbos requires to sanctify Shabbos? As the Gemara will learn out, that it's the Chrei Aliyah, you have to mention the Kiddush of Shabbos and a cup of wine. Can he make the Kiddush the entire day of Shabbos if he didn't do it Friday night? So Amalei said to him, from this halacha that the sons of Reb Chiya said, if a person did not make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, he goes and he makes Havdalah for the entire week. And that is up until Wednesday, which is Tuesday night, as the Gemara will later on explain. So Hachanami, here also we have the same categorical inclusion, and that is Mishle Kiddush, Be'er Shabbos. Whoever did not make Kiddush on Friday night, Mikadosh Shavahilach Kol Yom Kuli, could continue to make Kiddush for entire Shabbos. And just like there, because the Shabbos is the center and it continues up until Tuesday night, so you can make Havdalah up until that point in time. So to being sanctifying Shabbos, even though you didn't do it right away when you're supposed to, you could continue to make Kiddush up until the end of Shabbos. And that the Gemara asked on this halacha. Esvei, they asked from the following brisa. The brisa says, Leili Shabbos v'Leili Yomtiv, the nights of Shabbos, which is Friday night, and the nights of Yomtiv. There's two halachas. Yesh ben Kiddush ala kais, you make Kiddush on a cup of wine. V'yeshben haskara b'berchas hamazon, and you also mentioned the yomtiv, the Shabbos, in berchas hamazon and benchin, which is ritzevach litzenu for Shabbos, and in yomtiv you say yal b'yavoy. Whereas Shabbos v'yomtiv, the days of Shabbos and yomtiv, in contrast to the nights, ein behem kiddush alakayis, there is no kiddush during the day. That is, except what the bracha of bari pragofen that we make, although we call it, quote, kiddush, and the Gemara will later on explain it's called Kiddusha Rabbah, but it's not really the Kiddush because we don't say Mekadesh HaShabbos. We don't do any sanctification of Shabbos. We just make a bracha, a Bari Pri HaGofen. So there is no essential Kiddush that's made on a cup of wine during the days. But B'yesh Ben Haskar B'Berchas HaMazon, but there also you do mention Ritzei and Al B'Yavai on the days even of Shabbos and Yomtiv. Now the question is, V'Soka Daitach, and if you would entertain that Mishlei Kiddush B'Erev Shabbos, based on halacha that you said, whoever does not make Kiddush on Friday night, Mekadosh V'Hoylech Kol Yom Kula, he can make Kiddush for the entire day of Shabbos. So then Shabbos V'Yomtiv V'Nami Mishkachas Lahu. So then you also have that even Shabbos and Yomtiv, the days, the Yesh Ben Kiddush HaLakos, that you do have Kiddush on a cup of wine, because the Eloi Kiddush Me'ortif, because if you did not make Kiddush on Friday night or Yomtiv night, Mekadosh L'Macha, you do make Kiddush on the day meal. So how can you say that there is no Kiddush on a cup of wine during the day meal if based on your halacha is that you could have Kiddush during the day meal too? That Amalei, he said to them, D'e. And there's something that if, like Katani, we didn't learn that. In other words, the Tana wasn't coming to teach us the halachas regarding someone that was negligent or something happened to him and he wasn't able to fulfill the words of the Chachamim, which is to make Kiddush on the night. Yes, if you didn't, then the halacha is you make it the entire Shabbos whenever you could. You make it during the day meal, or you'll make it by Shal Shudas. However, the halacha of L'Kitchila is to do it on the night, and that's why we said that, however, the Kiddush is not during the day. But if it would happen, then you would make it even during the day. So the Gemara continues to ask on him. Esvei, we learned in a different brisa. It says, Kevayd Yom B'Chvayd Laila. If you have a choice between the honor of the day or the honor of the night, and that is if, let's say, he doesn't have a lot of wine for the meals, or a lot of delicacies. He only has one of it. So you can either, there's two meals to have the kavod, for example, of Shabbos. So you could either have kavod of Shabbos on the Friday night meal, or you could have a kavod of Shabbos on the day meal. On that, the Braisa tells us, kavod yoy kadam, the honor of the day, which is, for example, the day meal, that comes first. In other words, you leave that delicacy, if you have only one for one meal that you could have, leave it for the day meal. However, ve'imein eloy elikos echad, if he only has one cup of wine, which is to be used, for example, Kiddush, then Omer Lav, then he says on that cup of wine, we continue to Amud Beis, Kiddush HaYom. It's used for the Kiddush of Yom, but it doesn't mean of the day. Kiddush HaYom of the sanctification of the day of Shabbos, which as Rashbam explains, that means the Kiddush of Friday night, which is when you sanctify the day of Shabbos on the cup of wine on the nighttime. Now why is that? Why do you designate that one cup of wine that you have for the Friday night Kiddush? Because the halacha of sanctifying the day of Shabbos is koydim l'chvoid yom, and some have the gears of l'chvoid laila. It comes before the halacha, basically, of kavod Shabbos. So the kiddush of Shabbos, sanctifying it, comes before the kavod, the honor of, and which is the greater of the honor, is, as we said before, the honor of the day meal, and that is you don't drink it during the meal, which would be the kavod Shabbos, which is eating it, drinking it during the meal, but rather we use it as the Kiddush of Shabbos, which is said before the Friday night meal. Now the Gemara asks, V'misa, and if your halach is right, that you could make Kiddush the entire day if you did not make it Friday night, so the Shavki ad l'macher, so if you have one cup of wine, leave that cup of wine to be Mekadosh Shabbos up until the day. And then Malavid Batarti, then you'll be able to fill both halachas. In other words, the Braisa says you're going to choose. You'll choose Kiddush Shabbos over Kavod Shabbos. However, there's a way to do both if your halacha is correct. Make the Kiddush of the day and the Kavod of the day, which the Kvod Hayyim, as we said, the honor of the day meal is greater than the Kavod of the night meal. So if you really want to do Kavod of Shabbos, it would be choosing the day meal. And that is, it's going to be a little bit of Kavod Shabbos. As Rashbam explains, although it's not going to be in the middle of the meal, which Rashbam learns that that's the true Kavod Shabbos, because having it before the meal is really the Kiddush of Shabbos. However, if you could leave it to the next day, to the following morning, that you're going to have at least a greater level of Kavod Shabbos, because although it's before the meal, but at least it's the Kavod Yom, which is greater than the Kavod Laila, which is when we make Kiddush on Friday night. So you'll be able to have, if you can leave it to the following day, both halachas of Kiddush and Kavod. Whereas if you have it by the Friday night meal, you're not really having so much Kavod Shabbos. You're only going to have the Kiddush of Shabbos. So why have it just one when, based on your halacha, you could have both by leaving it to the next morning? And that the Gemara says, Amalei, he answered, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. A mitzvah is desirable in the opportune time that it's available. And that is, as the Gemara said in Perek Yilei Dvarim, on the previous daf on Samaches Amud Beis, that, for example, sacrificing the fats and the limbs of a carbon is kosher, although it's brought as the carbon during the day, it's kosher to be sacrificed the entire night. However, on Shabbos, which we're not allowed to do malachas, however, to do for the karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash, we're allowed to, they don't wait to go ahead and not do a malach of Shabbos for the carbon, which if you don't have to, you don't do, to bring it during the evening, which is already Matzah Shabbos, as the Pasuk in Bamidbar Perches says, Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbatei, that the entire carbon of the Oyla is brought during the Shabbos. And we don't wait for the evening time, because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, since this is when we're doing it, we do it now, even though it's essentially a Chil of Shabbos. And therefore, we're going to make Kiddush on Friday night, not to leave it until the following morning. Yes, if we left it the following morning, you'll have both Kiddush and Kavod. But however, this halacha of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita in the proper time, which is when Shabbos begins, you go ahead and you start it by sanctifying it, that halacha of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita overrides that concern of trying to get in both Kiddush and Kavod Shabbos. Then the Gemara asks, Umi Amrinan, do we really say that this halacha concept of by a bracha, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, that I understand there's halacha of that, as we find by the Karbanis, that although we can do Hektach Halam Mevarim at the evening, we're not going to wait for Matzah Shabbos, we're going to do it in the time when it's available, and we're not going to push it off. But do we say that regarding brachas? But on that, the Gemara asks, but Tanya learned Nabraisa, Hanichnis Labesa B'Matzah Shabbos. Someone that comes into his house after he went to Shul for Ma'ariv, he comes home, it's Matzah Shabbos. Mevarech al yain, he makes a bracha on the wine, a bar priyag ofen. Val amor, on the candle, he makes a bar meir eish. Val besamim, and on the besam, on the herbs, he makes a bar meir besam. The achkach oimer havdala al kais. And then he makes havdala, the bracha of hamavdal, on the cup of wine. But for imein le'ilu kais echad, if he only has one cup of wine for that evening, then manichad la'achar hamazon, since he's going to be eating a meal on Matzah Shabbos, for example, malava malka, so he leaves the cup of wine up until he finishes that meal. Umeshalshan kulan achar, and then he chains, in other words, he attaches all the other brachas of Havdalah after the bracha of Birchas HaMazon, which is after you bench and then you make a bracha of Bari Priya HaGafen on the Yayin, then you do the Nair, the candle, then you do the Besam, and then you do the Havdalah, which is Bisham's opinion according to a version of Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara will later on explain. And yet there we see clearly that regarding brachas, we don't say that a mitzvah, which in this case is a bracha, is precious in its available time. Because when's the opportune time? When's the first time you can make havdalah? Right when you come home. You don't make havdalah right away. You wait up until you eat your evening meal. Then you make the bracha on the Birchas HaMazon and the Bari Priya HaGafen. And then you make havdalah. So you see that we will push off a mitzvah b'shaita if it's regarding brachas. So how can you say that we're not going to do Kiddush and Kavod Shabbos because of Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita when we see that clearly we do push it off? As we find by Havdalah, we'll push it off up until after you finish your Malava Malka. So Amalitha, he responded as follows. He says, I'm not a sage. In other words, I'm not saying this from my own idea that Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that a mitzvah, even regarding brachas, are precious in their own time. I'm not a visionary. And I'm not an individual. In other words, I'm not saying this over from one great Talmud Chacham, one individual. All I am is, I'm someone that has Gemaras, traditions that I heard in the yeshiva. And I'm someone that organizes and prepares my teachings in front of my Rebbe, my teachers. And so too, this is the way they paskin, this is the way they follow the halacha. In the Beis Medrash Kavasi, it's like me. So I understand you have a question, but I'm just repeating the halacha, that this is what it is, that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, that we do it right away, and we did not push off if you have one cup of wine from Friday night to the Shabbos day meal. However, the Gemara does answer the question. Shanilon b'nei yuli yoyma lafuki yoyma. There is a difference between the day of Shabbos beginning and the day of Shabbos ending. regarding this halachic concept of chaviva mitzvah shaita, which will answer the question that was posed. And that is as the Gemara explains. Iyula yoyma, when the day of Shabbos begins, kol kama de makadminan le adif, the earlier we could do it, the better. And that is because we want to show how precious Shabbos is to us, so we make Kiddush Friday night, which is the earlier time, and then we show how precious it is to us to do it, the mitzvah, b'shaita, and which is based on the halachic concept of zrizim makdim l'mitzvahs. We want to do it as quick as possible to show how precious it is to us. Afuki yayim, the question you're asking from Havdalah, which was that we're pushing it off till after you finish your evening meal on Matzah Shabbos. Afuki yayim, when Shabbos is leaving, for example, regarding making Havdalah, machrin le, you're right, there we push it off. But we don't generally push it off. It's where we find any excuse to push it off. For example, in the case of the Braisa that was just quoted, when you have just one cup of wine, and generally they would make a bracha boi pragofen when they would finish their brichas hamazon. So you're going to be stuck and you have to choose between the two. So we say, you know what? Just eat your meal, make brichas hamazon, and then have the cup of wine, and then make havdalah on that, because we really want to push it off as much as possible. We just can't because you have to do the mitzvah in the proper time. But when we have any excuse, we do kihicha d'lo lahava lan ketuna, that it shouldn't appear as it's a load, a burden, like we want to get rid of it. So we really want to push it off as much as possible, and that's why there's a difference. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and therefore we'll make kiddush on Friday night right away. Your question from that Braisa regarding Havdalah is different because they're leaving Shabbos as much as possible. We want to show that it's a burden, that it's not a burden, and that we rather would not want to leave Shabbos, and therefore we find any excuse to push it off as much as possible. So the Gemara concludes from that Braisa, Shmamino miho masnit in tamni. But one thing we hear from that Braisa is we hear 8 different halachas, as the Gemara explains. Shmamina, the first halacha we hear, is hamavdabal tefillah, someone that makes havdalah. In davening, we say, atachin antanu, tzarech she'avdalah kais, you still have to make havdalah on the cup of wine when you come home. And that is because it's said in the Raisa, hanichnis labesa b'matzah Shabbos, someone that's coming into his house on Matzah Shabbos, mavdal, he makes havdalah, even though regular people, generally, when they're coming home, is they're coming home from shul, and they daven ma'ir, and they said havdalah already in tefillah, but still we see that you have to make havdalah on a cup of wine. Ushmamina, second halacha that we hear, is that bracha, a bracha, for example, of birchas hamazon, of benching, tuna kais, requires a cup of wine after benching. B'shmamina, a third halacha is, that kaisel bracha tzarech shir, a kais, a cup that's used for bracha, for example, for birchas hamazon, requires a certain amount, that's what's called a revius, which is really a revius of a lug, a quarter of a lug, because if you don't need a shir, then just split it to two. You'll have half the cup for Havdalah, half the cup for Birchas Hamazon. You won't have the problem that you'll have to push for Havdalah until after Birchas Hamazon because you have one cup. So obviously there is a certain measurement that you have to have, which is a Revius Halug. V'shmamina, fourth halacha that we learn, is Hamavarch Tzarech Shiyitim, that the one that makes the bracha has to taste from the cup of wine. Now, as Rashbam explains, it doesn't really mean him, either him or one of the people hearing the bracha. But however, as long as someone drinks from it, all of them will fulfill their chiyuv. And that is because if you did not have to taste from the cup of wine, so then make a bracha 2 times. First make a bracha right when you come home for Havdalah without drinking from it, and then make the bracha of Birchas Hamazon at the time when you finish your meal, and then drink it. From the fact that we didn't say that, obviously because you do have to drink from it, someone has to drink from it, when the bracha is made on it. B'shmamina, fifth halacha that we learn from this braisa is, tamoy pagmoy, tasting from the cup of wine causes it to be considered blemished for afterwards using it for Birchas Hamazon. And that is from the fact that they didn't just say, make Havdalah first before you eat your meal, and then drink from the cup, and then leave over what's necessary for Birchas Hamazon. It didn't say that, because when you're drinking it, just drinking from it already causes it to be considered blemish, it's not complete, to be able to use it for a Kaishal Bracha for Birchas Hamazon. B'shmamina, sixth halacha that we learn from this price is, Tom, if someone tasted something, that is, even if he ate, Mavdal, he could still make Havdalah. And that is because this case was talking about that we said that if you have one cup, you first eat your Malava Malka, and then you'll make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos after you're making the Birchas Hamazon. And that is, you don't have to wait up until the following morning, Sunday morning, before you eat to make Havdalah, which there is such an opinion later on, the Kavav Amid Beis, that says, Ta'am Ein Amavdal, that if you tasted something on Matzah Shabbos, you can't make Havdalah anymore. Here we see clearly that from this Braisa, the Tana says that even though you're eating your Malava Malka, you're eating your evening meal on Matzah Shabbos, still you can make Havdalah afterwards. We see that's not a concern. We can see in the top of Kavav Amid Aleph. V'shmamina, a seventh thing that we learn is that you could say 2 different brachas, 2 sanctifications on 1 cup of wine, that is the Birchas Hamazon and the Havdalah. And that is where you don't have any other cup but one, as in such a case, because although the Gemara said enough kav bezim and beis, that you're not allowed to say two kedushas and one cup of wine, as the Gemara there explained, that there is a difference when there is only one cup and you have no choice, that you could make two kedushas and one cup of wine. And finally, b'shmamina, the eighth thing that we derive from that brisa is that b'shamayhi valiba de Rebbe Huda, that brisa was going like b'shamay in Rebbe Huda's version of the machlekes b'shamay b'shil, that he said that the halacha is ma'or, and then b'samim, you first make the bracha, and then the b'samim, which was how it was quoted there in the brisa, which as is brought in the Mishnah, Masechtas Brachas, and Perikel Advarim, and Afnan Bezim Adalf, that the Gemara there learns that from the fact that it says, u'mishalshlon la'achra mazen, that the terminology used is that then after you bench, the meal comes first, the brichas hamazen, and then you chain all the other brachas of Abdullah together with that. The Gemara tells us that who tells us this svara, that Birchas HaMazon comes first, that's Rabbi Yehuda. As the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, he says that the Machlekes B'Shamayim Hill, no one argued that Birchas HaMazon comes first and Avdalah comes last. Their whole Machlekes was regarding the two middle brachas, where they go in that order. And therefore we see that it's like Rabbi Yehuda in Beis Shammai, that he's the one that said that comes Ma'ur and then comes B'Samim. Now related to this, the Gemara says, regarding these eight things that we mentioned that could be derived from the Braisim, Rav Ashi Amar, he says that in truth, the fifth halacha of Tamay Pagmay, that by tasting from it, it caused it to be blemished, and that you can't use it now for a different Kishal Bracha. And the third halacha that we said, the Kishal Bracha Tzarech Shir, that a Kishal Bracha that's being used for something like Birch Samazan, that it needs a requisite amount, Chadim Milsi, essentially, really, it's the same halacha, they're connected. V'hachakam, and this is what the Braisa was really saying, that my time of Pagmay, why is it that if you taste it, it's considered blemished, and that now you can't use it for the next halacha, for example, of Birchas HaMazon, and that's why you can't first drink it for Abdullah, is Mishum the Kishal Bracha, Tzarech Shir, is because a cup that's being used for a bracha, which would be for Birchas HaMazon, requires a requisite amount. However, as Rashbam says, if it would have been more than the Revias, and you tasted it, then that would not be considered necessarily a pagam, a blemish. It's only a blemish because you have exactly Revias, how much you need to have. Let's say it's 5 ounces that you have to have for the Birchas HaMazon and for the Abdullah. If you're going to drink from it, when we said you're tasting it, it's blemishing it, is only because now you don't have the shear, so it's connected to that halacha. If you had more than the shear and you're drinking, then it wouldn't be pagam. Now, Taisus does tell us, however, Rav Ashi is not arguing on the Meirum that we're about to quote. And that truthfully, he holds that essential halacha that Tamei Pagmay, just tasting itself, even if you have much more than the shear, will consider to be blemished, that you cannot use it until it's rectified to use it for a kosher bracha, for a bracha purpose of a mitzvah. However, what he was saying was that from this brisa, you can't conclude that halacha. Because you could say the only reason why here is saying that Tamei Pagmay is because then it won't have the shear that's necessary. So the Gemara brings that in halachic practice, as we said, of tasting something that's paigimit, it considers it blemished, that it's not fitting now to be used for a kishal bracha. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi kopet achatzva pagima. He was particular about a pitcher that was blemished. And that is if someone had drank from the pitcher, he wouldn't use from that pitcher for Kiddush and Avdolo, for Birchas HaMazon, or all brachas that were designated to be said over a cup of wine, which are considered Kayshal brachas, that he wouldn't make the bracha on a Kays Pagim, it would even be from a pitcher that was blemished. However, the Rashbam does tell us, obviously, if you want to drink a cup of wine, you do have to make a bracha of Bari Priagofen, because you're not allowed to have enough in this world without making a bracha. However, he does say, if the only wine that was able to be used for Kiddush was what was considered Yain Pagim, that someone drank from it, then you would be able to use it because kupid, being particular, is a terminology that sounds like likatchila. Initially, they were particular, but not that it's aser b'di'evan, and if that's the only cup, then he would make Kiddush on it. Ravi di Barshisha kupid akisa pagamit. He was only particular about a blemished cup, and that is, he wouldn't use a cup that was pagum. And finally, Ma'brav Ashi, kapit afilach achavita begimta. He was particularly even about a barrel that was blemished. And that is, if someone drank from these small barrels, then he would already consider that as blemished and wouldn't even take a cup of wine from there to make Kiddush or Avdolah on it. However, the Rashbam does say it's only small barrels, but if it was a large wooden barrel, then he wouldn't be particular. That would not be considered the halacha of pegima, of blemishing, and therefore the Gemara is concluding that although he was saying from the eight things, there's not necessarily eight, it's really seven because two are attached, That's just to derive it from the Braisa. However, he would agree, as Taisa says to the Halacha, as we find that there is the concern about drinking from something, even if you have the shear still left over, not to use that for a kosher bracha. And there were levels, varying levels of the Maram, what they were particular about, even how big it was, that you're going to take from that a cup. If someone drank from it, that would consider it blemished.